This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Evictions are up again around Metro Denver. Last month saw the second highest number of eviction court filings since the pandemic. Eviction filings have declined from pre-pandemic levels. The state reports more than 2,200 evictions filed in June. School resource officers from across the nation wrapped up their National School Safety Conference this weekend in Aurora. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The job of school resource officers, or SROs, is to build relationships with kids in the hopes of preventing violence. Trainings included how to de-escalate crises, address mental health, and respond to violence. A new national survey by the education site Chalkbeat shows some school districts saw an increase in students fighting this year, but others saw far fewer fights post-pandemic. Experts say mass shootings in schools are still extremely rare, but news coverage gives the public a different impression. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Work crews have discovered what could be an important archaeological find at the Francisco Fort Museum in La Vida, southwest of Pueblo. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
A backhoe operator was working on a drainage project in the historic plaza when an archaeologist monitoring the work spotted ashes. Michelle Slaughter of Alpine Archaeological Consultants says her colleague also found bits of animal bone, a pottery shard, and charcoal in the trench.
I wish I could tell you this amazing tale of what this feature means, but at this point, we really just don't know.
Slaughter says the area has a long and active history with indigenous people dating back 10,000 years and Euro-Americans since the 1800s. She says additional study is needed to determine exactly what they found, who left it behind, and when. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Highs near 90 today in Pueblo and Canyon City. This is CPR News and KRCC.